Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this beautiful Monday morning, Monday, April the 10th, 2023. Easter is now in the books for 2023. And I forgot, there was something I wanted to mention in hour number one that I did not get to mentioning. You know, as on most holidays, people like to take pictures and post them on social media of get-togethers and so on and so forth. And there's nothing wrong with that. Obviously, we want to see what you're doing. I think that's part of social media. But I'll tell you, it's kind of funny to me. Because by the time last night, it was later in the evening, that I got a chance to really scroll through and see what people had posted. It's funny to me that a lot of these family pictures, God bless their hearts, but they look like mug shots. And what I mean by that, I don't mean that they look like prisoners. But the people in them look like they really don't want to have their picture taken at all. And they look like, I don't know, like they're smiling through their teeth. Like, oh, geez, can't we just get this over with? And I saw so many of those last night, and I would never point out anybody's pictures in general, but I just find that hilarious. Because I'm sure I've been a part of group pictures like that myself. But it's interesting to see those, and you tend to see those more on holidays than any other time. You know what's funny to me is if I know the people and I see the picture and I think, well, I don't know. Maybe it was a happy day. I hope it was. But you never really know. I'll tell you something, and I do have a family feud question here I want to get into, but I had two interesting conversations last week. One was more interesting than the other because it just lasted longer, but I had a conversation with somebody about, do people really ever change? I don't want to get into the real meat and potatoes of this because, heaven knows, after doing my nice thing earlier on here, I don't want to offend anybody. But if you are bad at something and you have made several mistakes at it, do all of a sudden you think you're going to get it right? Or do you think you continue to create patterns that probably are not healthy for you? I don't know. I tend to fall on the side that people tend to fall into patterns. That they think they're making the right... I have no doubt in my mind that they think they're making the right decision. But I don't know. I just don't know. I hope they are. But in the end, I really don't know if they are. I really don't know what goes on with people in their mind. But who does? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Does anybody want to comment on my McDonald's getting paid for this morning or the nice Butterfinger I got for Easter? Friday night show back this week again for week number 3, 8:15 to 10 o'clock. And we thank our friend Scott for calling in last week. I hope he's out there this morning listening to the program. Had a great Easter yesterday, as I said. Got a Butterfinger, got some ham food, the whole thing. Kind of unexpected. Turned out good. I told my story earlier on about 1 year ago today, or yesterday, the not-so-positive nature of it, and today the positive nature of it. Talked about the tires and the air. Do you think the weather has anything to do with the air in your tires? And the compliment of the day. And if you're keeping track, the compliments of the day, which are directed toward Abby for now, healthy ego, dresses nice for spring, and does nice things for others. Those are the compliments as we have them. All right. If anybody has anything to say about any of that, give me a buzz. 22 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What's that old saying? Does a leopard change its spots? Isn't that the... I think that's essentially what we're talking about here when we talk about people changing. Does a leopard ever change its spots? And again, I want to thank Phyllis and Larry Shirk for the nice Easter card. Very, very nice. And I think there are violets on the front of it. And somebody actually had to point that out to me last week, that the purple flowers on the front were violets. You think I could have figured that out, considering they're purple flowers. But that's the way it goes. All right. Well, good. Somebody's calling in with an opinion. That's what we want to hear. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I tuned in this morning, and the show come on about the COVID, and then you went off the air, and then I never got you back until I shut my outfit off and turned it back on several times to get you back.
You know, for some reason this morning, when I was trying to log in this morning, there was something going on with the internet. I don't know if they were working on it in that area. It was just kind of low, and it was coming in and coming back, but I think it came back fairly quickly.
And the other morning you had Friday, I believe, you had replays there, you had telephone, something about a couple of things there. And I just thought maybe something was a little stranger about what was going on the radio station.
No, I think what's going on, I think Frontier is putting in this fiber optic internet in a lot of places. And I think sometimes the power of it goes down a little bit. But it does bounce back up. So if you ever lose like that, it goes away. If you refresh it real quick or just turn it off and turn it on, it should come right back on.
I can understand that part of it, but the procedure of your show, like this morning you come on, and it just wasn't no obits or no news or nothing like that. So I just wondered if you changed the mode of coming on the air or what happened on that part of it.
No, the news and the weather and the obits were on at 8 o'clock, and they'll be on again at 10 and noon and 1, or 4, 10 and 4.
I was listening to it, but I never got any of it. I could hear that come on, that replay there you had of the doctor with about COVID. It was 8:01 or something. It come on according to my clock, and I never had any obits or nothing this morning.
Well, I'll tell you, let me ask one of the other callers out here and see if they heard it this morning.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, thanks. All right. Anybody who's been listening since 8 o'clock this morning, did you hear the obituaries and the news and the weather? I know that this morning somewhere around, it was late, like right before 8 o'clock, I know we were having some kind of internet lag going on because I lost connection twice as I was trying to log in. But I heard the obituaries and news and weather all play. So did anybody else hear that this morning at 8 o'clock? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Like I say, I believe they played, but I don't know for sure. I could only hear what was coming in on my end. But I do know there was some type of an internet issue going on this morning. So if anybody's out there and was listening right after 8 o'clock this morning, did you hear the obituaries? Did you hear the news? Did you hear the weather during the 8 o'clock hour this morning? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Don't you have a tire gauge?
Don't I own a tire gauge? You know what? I think I do have one in the glove box.
Okay, well then, problem solved.
Well, yeah, but I figure if my light comes on that one of the tires is low, I just don't know what's making them low.
You can't trust them lights, but you can trust that gauge.
Now, were you listening this morning? Did you hear the obits?
I can't really remember if I did or not, but I remember hearing the news, so those go hand in hand, don't they?
They do, and you heard the whole first hour, right?
Most of it, the majority.
So it was on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is amazing for me, because usually I'm the one that can't get you guys in anymore due to my phone being a piece of...
Hey, where we talked a lot about you Friday night, and Scott called in. We hadn't heard from him forever.
I was at church Friday night.
Oh, well, that's what I figured. That's what I thought. A lot of people, I didn't think our audience would be very big, being the second week back and then being Good Friday.
Yeah.
So this Friday we'll have a huge audience.
Sure, yeah.
Now say it like you mean it.
I mean, I'll be there, but I don't think about it. I don't know. Sure.
Well,
big audience.
Well, Ted and Carol were with us last week, and Scott returned after a long absence, and we appreciated that. And so people were out there listening, and we had Bailey the week before, and Adam.
And we found out what happened to Lee.
Yes, we did find out what happened to Lee. I don't know how long. I hope he's okay. Hope he gets better soon.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what do you make of all the topics? Did anything beside the tire gauge hit your ear this morning?
Well, I definitely do think people change. I know I'm one of them. I think if you're a Christian, you know, you have to believe that God has the power to change you, and we're called to repentance. And literally, that's what that means, is to change.
Well, I think you're right in that regard of which you're speaking. I guess what I didn't want to delve too deep, because the two conversations I was having last week were kind of on the personal side, and I know if I say exactly what it is, they're not, you know, it'll give them away. And I shouldn't be talking about people's personal stuff on the air, but what it is, but I can't help myself. But the point is,
I stop now.
That's right. What I'm talking about is if somebody continually makes a choice that in the end turns to be bad, that clearly they know in the beginning is, they don't think is bad, or why would they make the choice? They're probably not going to fix that as time goes on, unfortunately, because there's just something with their choosing skills. Now, I do think you're right in your case. I think you can have a religious conversion.
Well, and to be clear, like, everything doesn't happen overnight, like, voila, you know. And, you know, there are things, different issues that you can still struggle with, but I think you should try to make a conscious effort to do better.
You know, I'll tell you what it reminds me of. Like, let's say Sean has, and he would not mind me saying this. Sean talks about this a lot, about wanting to lose weight and being diabetic. Okay?
That is definitely something I can sympathize with.
Well, Sean knows that if he goes to the grocery store and buys cookies, this is not going to be good on either account. And he knows it. He absolutely knows it. But it doesn't stop him from buying the cookies. Now, I can go to the store every day of the week and not buy a cookie, not because I'm better than him, just because it's not my pattern. I'm not a sweets person, and I don't go down those aisles, and it just is not something I have on
hand. Let me ask you a question real quick, and then I'll be listening for your answer, because I got to hop off here. But don't you sort of think that whether it's gambling, or food, or pornography, or drugs, don't you think everybody has a weakness? I do.
Oh, absolutely. I think you're right. Well, maybe we'll talk about that. Hey, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Hey, and I just got a message from our friend Jeannie that she heard everything okay. She had us on the first hour with no problem. So thank you, Jeannie. Hope you had a good Easter yesterday as well. So I don't know what was going on this morning. Who knows? But Jeannie got it all okay this morning. So I appreciate that. But yeah, I don't know. I do think people all have weaknesses. I think that's probably true. I don't know why they wouldn't. It's just one of those things. But I just think it's hard. You can make a personality change, I think, because we all have the ability to do that. But I don't know that we can change how we make decisions, because we tend to fall into patterns. Like, if you're frugal with money, you're probably going to be frugal with money no matter how much money you have, because that's just your pattern. And heaven knows, I've talked about marriage for years and years and years. I just know that was not the right thing for me. That's my pattern. So, yeah, I think people kind of fall into patterns, and it doesn't make them bad people. It just, I don't know that people ever get them right. I think they get them right for the moment, and things are happy for the moment, but the moment passes, as they say. All right. Any opinions? 740-751-4038. But we thank Sarah for being out there, and Jeannie and Abby, and certainly Ted. And I hope Ted, I don't know what, like I said, I don't know what happened this morning, but Jeannie heard the first hour okay. So whatever went on, went on. Okay. If anybody has anything else to say, feel free to call in. 740-751-4038. All right, here comes the call. Let's take the call and see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
I know it was 803, but I never heard the obits, or I never heard the news. And what I was interested in hearing about the news, I was in a Kroger store down here at South, not yesterday, the day before, and there was a law pursuit with someone east of Marion there, maybe out on Full Lane Road or Fairground area or somewhere there. And in the pursuit, the person in the car they was pursuing hit something or turned over and injected the man, and he was killed in a pursuit. And I just thought maybe that was that on the news.
Yes, I believe it is. I believe it's on every hour right now. So it'll be on again at 10 o'clock.
Well, then it must be something about me being tuned into your station, and then at that time, my area might have went blank on the internet thing there or something, and I didn't hear it. And I heard the doctor about the COVID, so maybe that 10 or 12, 15 minutes might have been when they was attaching a wire somewhere and cut me out.
Could have been. You know, like I say, it rarely ever happens. But this morning it was happening on my end when I was trying to log in about that time. It's been okay since. But, yeah, so it's probably what it was.
Yeah, everything worked out fine. And thanks, Scott.
Hey, thank you. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And if something like that ever happens, if we're going in and out or something like that, or you're not hearing what you think you should be hearing, a lot of times if you just turn your device off and back on, it'll fix that problem. Because a lot of times you'll get a lag. I don't know why the system's like that. We've gotten lags in the line before, even back when we were on the air. But if you turn it off and turn it on, usually that problem can be fixed. 35 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Well, we've certainly covered the waterfront this morning when it comes to topics. McDonald's, Friday night show, Easter, compliments of the day, pretty much everything. So I appreciate that. 740-751-4038. All right. Where's the family feud question I had for today? Okay. Well, with only 25 minutes left in this hour, but this is not a hard question. It's actually a kind of a pertinent question. There are six answers. Name something. Well, let's take the call and then we'll come back to this momentarily. Maybe somebody has an opinion here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I got one more about Easter. I went down and put the American flag up about around daybreak was breaking, and I got out there at the end of the lane, put the flag up, and what to my wondering eyes appeared was a little Easter bunny sitting right in the middle of the lane, and it wouldn't move. And I slipped out of the car, put the flag up, and the little guy just stayed there. So maybe I'm one of the very, very lucky ones that saw the Easter Bunny at sunrise.
Did you know the Easter Bunny was female? When that Butterfinger showed up yesterday, I did not know that.
Well, you know what? Now, we're believers in about everything going on. It can happen. So maybe that thing traveled clear out your place and done the same thing to you, unbeknownst to anyone else.
You know, you never know. You never know on the holidays.
know one thing about it, if the young generation, like the 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds are listening, maybe they'll call in and tell you what goes on about that little situation there.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who knew the Easter Bunny had a gender? Okay, Family Feud. Question here today with 23 minutes left in this hour. Okay, here we go. It's a pertinent question, I think, as I said. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. How about that? Six answers on the board. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. This should not be hard to do with 22 minutes. Matter of fact, I'd be surprised if this took 10 minutes. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. That's what we want. Go ahead, caller.
Gas,
number one answer. Absolutely. How was your Easter?
It was okay.
Good, good. Did you hear the obits and everything this morning?
No, I didn't get to pay that much attention. I was doing some other stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I'm glad you
As soon as you go off, I'll listen to all that.
Well, I'm glad you had a good Easter.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, gas is number one on the list here today. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. All right. Go ahead, caller.
What about eggs?
Well, heaven knows that's the truth, and especially after
just
Easter.
Just 2 months, I guess.
Yeah. Well, eggs specifically is not on the list, but kind of. Did you hear the obits this morning?
Just the tail end of them. I didn't get up till about 8:15.
Okay. Well, we had a long news report this morning, so that's okay. You didn't miss any of the show, but it's not specifically eggs. It's more of a broad thing.
Groceries then?
Well, food. Yeah, food is on the list. Food is number four on the list.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thank you. Food clicks in at number four on the list today. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Gas number one, food number four. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars, and co-host with yours truly.
Yes.
Still in enjoyment of that exciting experience.
You know, I'll tell you, it's interesting to talk to Sarah this morning because she confirmed what I thought. Good Friday, I think a lot of people were at church services that night and doing things in the yard that probably worked against that.
Okay, well, the show is available via the Encore presentation on our esteemed website. So please do listen and get some popcorn for the humor of said broadcast.
There you go.
So many answers. I'll go with real estate.
Real estate.
Houses, rent, I mean, real estate. I mean, it's gone up a lot in 10 years.
Well, give me one answer there. Give me...
Housing or a house?
Yes. Homes are number three on the list. You got it.
Okay. Well, as a homeowner, that certainly makes me happy, doesn't it?
There you go.
Okay. See you later.
All right. Homes are on the list at number three today. So gas is number one, homes number three, food number four. So we're down to three answers here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Airplane tickets.
No airplane tickets on the list. No airplane tickets on the list here this morning. Three answers left to go. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Go ahead, caller.
Clothing.
Let's see here. No clothing on the list. No clothing on the list here today. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say your heating bill.
No heating bill. No heating bill on the list. 740-751-4038. The category, name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Now, gas was number one, homes number three, and food was number four on the list. We still have 2, 5, and 6. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Appliances?
No appliances. No appliances on the list here today. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to say restaurants. You go out to eat, dining.
No restaurants on the list. No restaurants on the list here today. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. We've got gas. We've got homes. We've got food. But there are three other answers to go. Who's going to get the other three answers? Number 2, 5, and 6 on the list. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about cars?
Cars, absolutely. Number 2 on the list. Did you have a good Easter?
I had a great Easter.
It was a mild day, temperature-wise, no rain, so I think it turned out fine.
Well, I was surrounded by my grandkids and my kids and Easter egg hunts and good food.
That's all you need.
It was a great one.
I'm glad to hear it. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
All right. We got cars on the list at number 2. All right. Gas, cars, homes, food. Two answers left on the list. What are they? 740-751-4038. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try your appliances. Do you need specific or not?
No appliances.
Oh, okay.
No appliances on the list here today. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Gas, cars, homes, and food are on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Two left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Rent?
Rent. Yes, rent is number 5 on the list. You got it. Rent does show up at number 5 here on the list today. One more answer to go. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Gas, cars, homes, food, rent, and what is the final answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I told you, I did not think this category would take forever. It's a fairly simple category. All one-word answers, unlike some of those other categories that we've gotten into in the past. But always when we get down to the final answer, that's when we start to have the trouble. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'm going to try beer. Drink.
No beer on the list.
Okay.
No beer on the list here today. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Gas was number 1. 71 people said gas. Cars was number 2. 6 people said cars. Homes was 3. 5 people. Food was 4. 5 people. And rent was 5. 2 people said that. But there is one answer left. It's the final one on the list of the 6. And it actually was number 6 on the list here this morning. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say candy.
No candy on the list. No candy on the list here today. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. 740-751-4038. Hey, 45 degrees here in Marion now. We're up 10 degrees, I think, from where we were when we started the show this morning. That's got to be a good sign for the day and the week to come. The week is supposed to be very, very, very nice. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Gas, cars, homes, food, rent. And what is the final answer? Go ahead, caller.
Let's try insurance.
No insurance. No insurance on the list here today. Still trying for that final elusive answer. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Go ahead, caller.
This is a good answer, Scott, but I don't think it'll be there. Appliances, refrigerators, washers, dryers, those certainly have gone up in price.
No appliances on the list.
Okay, I thought I'd give it a whirl. Talk to you later.
No appliances on the list here today. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. What could it be? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say your telephone.
Not your telephone. Not your telephone, but certainly those have gone up in cost. There's no doubt about that. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Gas, cars, homes, food, rent. Go ahead, caller.
Pet food.
Not pet food. No pet food on the list here today. Things that were much cheaper 10 years ago. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say your newspaper.
No newspaper on the list. Certainly those have skyrocketed in price, though, but not the old newspaper. Things that have went up in price in the last 10 years. Go ahead, caller.
In consultation with my well-educated friend, I am guessing college tuition or education.
No college tuition on the list.
Have you seen how college tuition has gone up in 10 years, Scott?
Oh, quite a bit. Quite a bit.
College I went to was $6,600 when I went, you know, back in the Stone Age. Now it's like $70,000. So it's worse than eggs. Okay, well, I thought I'd give it a try.
No college tuition on the list here this morning. Name something that was cheaper 10 years ago. One answer left on the list here today. Gas, cars, homes, food, rent. What is the final answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is the elusive final answer? Every time we get down to the last answer, it gets a little, what would we say? Gets a little dicey. All right, maybe this person's got the answer chiming in here. We can only hope. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's kind of both answers as one, but how about like vacation or plane tickets?
No vacation or plane tickets. Hey, how was your Easter?
It was pretty good, pretty good. I haven't been able to call you the last couple weeks. I've been busy and working out of town, but it was a good Easter. How about yours?
It was very good. I worked yesterday, but I expected not much to happen, and it turned out I got the ham dinner and the Butterfinger, and everything turned out okay.
Sounds like a good one. Yeah, and we're supposed to have beautiful weather all week, so that's going to be nice.
Yeah, that is a plus. Well, I'm glad you're back with us.
Yep, I'm back, and I got you on.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
All right, Ryan back with us. Always good to hear from him. I was thinking about Ryan. Hadn't heard from him in a while, the same as Lee. But glad to know he's out there and back with us. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. All right, go ahead, caller.
Entertainment.
Not entertainment. Not entertainment on the list here today. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. This is what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
How about detergent?
No detergent. No detergent on the list here today. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Gas, cars, homes, food, rent. And one answer left on the list. That elusive final answer. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say movie or concert tickets.
No movie or concert tickets. No movie or concert tickets here today. Something that was cheaper 10 years ago. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody guess it yet?
Nope.
Cigarette?
What's that?
Cigarette?
Nope, no cigarettes on the list.
Okay.
No cigarettes on the list here today. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Go ahead, caller.
Healthcare.
No healthcare. No healthcare on the list here today. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Gas, cars, homes, food, rent. One answer left on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Once again, we get down to that final answer, and it always is a little more difficult than all the others. Go ahead, caller.
I have a couple answers, Scott, that have been swirling through my brain cells. Did somebody say utilities, electric, gas?
Nope, no utilities on the list.
Okay, and I would, like, alcohol or beer, does that count as groceries or entertainment? I mean, beer has certainly gone up.
No beer on the list.
Okay, and last but not least, this is barely even true because it fluctuates. Interest rates?
No interest rates on the list.
Okay, well, I'm about ready to lose interest because I'm not sure I can find an answer that would rate high enough.
But it'll cost you more money to do that now.
Yeah, I'm not sure what else there is. I mean, utilities have gone up, right? You pay utilities. Have they gone up? Mine have.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Not on the list, though.
Somebody said insurance. That's really taking a step in the wrong direction. Okay. Here's a funny answer, Scott. How about the number of potholes on the road?
Not on the list.
Okay, well, I thought I'd give a comical answer. Okay, well, have a nice day.
All right, no potholes on the list. Imagine that. Potholes did not make the list. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Were potholes cheaper 10 years ago? Gas, cars, homes, food, rent. One answer left on the list, and we're at the five-minute mark here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. You know, gas was the big one. 71 people said gas. Cars got 6. Homes got 5. Food got 5. Rent got 2. And there's one answer left on that list. What is that one answer? Coming up on 56 minutes past the hour here, are we going to get it in our final 5 minutes? The last answer is always the most difficult. All right, let's go to the phone. Go ahead, caller. Go
Hello?
Ahead. Yep.
Maybe I'm the only one. My insurance medical and all went up.
Yeah.
I'm going to say funerals. I think they've jumped.
No funerals on the list. Cost more money to leave this world. No funerals on the list here today. All right, let's go back to the phones and see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say taxes?
Nope, no taxes on the list.
Okay.
No taxes on the list here today. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Gas, cars, homes, food, rent, and one answer left on the list under 4 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. All right, go ahead, caller.
Airline tickets.
No airline tickets. No airline tickets on the list. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Electronics, like a cell phone?
Not a cell phone. Not a cell phone, but electronics is not too far off. Electronics was a little broad. It's not a cell phone. That's not the the answer, but not that's close. Go ahead, caller.
TV.
Not a TV. Not a TV, but certainly not too far out again. I guess electronics is a broad category, as they would say. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello, I'm going to try computers.
That's it, computers. Now, isn't that sad that our own computer guy, Adam, did not get the answer of computers?
Yes, well, sometimes you wouldn't really think that, because I was thinking car repairs and house repair, remodeling has jumped, and you would think utilities would really be there, but...
Yep, it ended up being computers on the list. That was number six on the list.
Well, I thought it was kind of like that, but I thought it would be cell phones. I thought it would be the, you know, because they're always coming out with that smartphones and jumping them way up and stuff.
They certainly always have their updates, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that ends up being the answers here. Name something that was much cheaper 10 years ago. Gas was number one, cars number two, homes number three, food number four, rent number five, and computers number six. All right. We've got less than a minute to go. I certainly thank everybody who participated this morning on the show. I believe it was Judy and Trish, and good to have Ryan back with us, and Sarah and Adam and Charlene. Hope she had a great Easter. Didn't get a chance to stop and ask her this morning. Ted and Carol out there this morning. And I hope Scott was back with us this morning. And hopefully Lee will be back with us soon. And to everybody else who listens, who did not get Jeannie, who's out there listening, who did not get a chance to call, hope you had a wonderful Easter. Hope you're going to enjoy that beautiful weather today and the rest of the week. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 8:15 a.m. Tune in then. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels. Marianne, what, 30 years in Marion City Schools?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd live to see the day?
No. I mean, that was atrocious, I think. Absolutely horrible. No, never had anything like that. I'll tell you what, I never...